we came up with this during the summer, and just a couple of things were heating up. And so we thought, you know, let's do transgender 2.0. Let's kind of skip the basics. Kind of everybody knows the basics. Let's talk about it more from an implementation standpoint. And then after we signed on to this topic, it really has exploded. And then, as Ellen said, yesterday we actually had another change in the law. And so my PowerPoint is not in the binder in the materials because I just really planned on it to just be a visual aid so you didn't stare at me the whole time. But now it actually does have some information in it that is not in the paper. So Caitlin with UT has been amazing. So she actually got this updated PowerPoint that she helped me get to you guys. So your electronic version should be updated as of this morning, and then I'll update the written materials and we'll get that to you. So electronically, you're up to date. If you got a binder, it's not going to have the slideshow in it or the extra slides, but I'll work to get that updated and work with UT to make sure you get updated materials. So, sorry, I'm out of breath. So, transgender issues. I initially wanted to just start with the basics and kind of give you a brief overview of the progression of the law. As you all know, as I said, I wanted this to be a 2.0 and not tell you, you know, everything from the beginning. You know, the U.S. Constitution, civil rights statute, they protect the rights of all students, including Title IX. But the law does not expressly state in the context of transgender students that you cannot discriminate on the basis of transgender status. So that has evolved through interpretation, both court cases as well as agency interpretation. And those court cases have come from the employment side as well as the agency enforcement that we've seen through Title IX. So those two things together have evolved to see what we now consider to be Title IX protection for transgender students. And that's based on, as I said, the concept of the failure to conform with gender stereotypes.